Welcome to Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County.
The outdoor entertainment venue proposed for the Majestic Hotel site is no more. On July 12th, R.A. Wilson Enterprises, the local developer who had the property under contract for a year, delivered a letter to City Hall terminating the over $2 million contract the Hot Springs Board of Directors approved last July. The Majestic property has sat idle since 2006. The city demolished the hotel's condemned structures a year after acquiring it in 2015. It was about to issue a third request for proposals when Wilson made his offer in 2021. After two extensions on the due diligence period, R.A. Wilson Enterprises announced that the 7-acre property was ill-suited to its vision of an outdoor entertainment venue. Joining us today is the Sentinel Records' David Showers, the primary reporter on the subject.
Welcome, David.
Hey, Andrew. Good to be here.
I feel like the best place to start here is, why did R.A. Wilson Enterprises pull out of the deal for an outdoor entertainment venue at the former Majestic Hotel site? That's just the main question to ask here, isn't it?
Well, I guess as they got deeper into their due diligence, they realized that they didn't have the space there to build the kind of venue, the capacity venue that they needed to make it cash flow or pencil. They wanted like a 5,000 seat venue, but really they could only do 2,000, maybe 1,500 on that site, which, you know, when I would talk to people around town, they'd say, there's no way you can get, you know, a 5,000 seat venue on that site. There's no way. I guess it just finally dawned on them that they're not going to be able to build the size venue that they needed there.
Yeah, just looking at, it's only 7 acres, and yeah.
Well, it was 5 acres, but R.A. Wilson, they did their own survey, and they said it was 7 acres. So I don't know where they found the 2 extra acres. That seems like a big difference between, you know, what the tax assessor has on their rolls and what their survey is. But yeah.
And they say that the Walton Arts Center and R.A. Wilson are still in partnership and looking for another location in Hot Springs?
Right, some in Hot Springs or maybe somewhere in Garland County. They didn't really say where or what area they were looking at. But yeah, they said they're still interested in doing that project here, which I guess is good news because the Walton Arts Center, I think they've made their music amphitheater up in Rogers pretty successful and draw a lot of big acts. And they say that they could build a bigger venue now that they're not locked into that Majestic site, maybe 8,000 people with room to expand even further.
Have they mentioned other plans or goals moving forward?
The city with the Majestic site?
R.A. Wilson and the Walton Arts Center.
No, they're looking for another location right now. I think that's kind of what their focus is.
And what has the reaction of the city board been to all this? Were they kind of expecting this turn of events?
Well, it really hasn't come up. I expect it will. The board's doing their mid-year planning session. They meet, like, every August. They meet on a Saturday for, like, 8 or 10 hours and talk about what their priorities are for the upcoming year. I expect it to come up then, but really, I don't think the city's going to put out another request for proposals for that site until next year at the earliest, so but just with the way things are. And I think that was another reason that R.A. Wilson couldn't make a go of the project. And the time frame that they initially said, I mean, they were talking about having shows starting sometime next spring or summer. That, you know, they just, with the disruptions in the supply chain and getting people to bid on things, they, you know, it would take, they're probably looking at more like 2024, 2025.
I'd be interested to kind of know Mayor McCabe's reaction, considering he was kind of reluctant at first to even go for R.A. Wilson's proposal.
Right. Well, I mean, he said that he's excited that they're still interested in doing a project here in Hot Springs. And I guess he put a lot of value in what the Walton Arts Center said about that site. And I guess, you know, since they said you can't do 5,000 people there, that's kind of the end of it. But it's, the city set the bar so high on what was going to go there. I was looking at a story from the public planning sessions that the city had in the convention center in April of 2019, And this is the city manager said, you know, this is going to be world class. It would be nice to hear somebody walking down a Dallas sidewalk saying they really need to go see it. Now, so they set the bar really high. And there's a lot of pressure in town to just get something on that site, get the city's money back. You know, the city has over $2 million into that site. So you've got really high expectations set by the city, but then you have a lot of pressure to get something done. And there's a lot of, I guess, stakeholders there. I mean, you've got the city board, they have their goal and vision for the project. And then all the people who live in the area, I don't think they were really that excited about having a big music venue in their neighborhood. So you're going to have to do something that accommodates them. Then you've got all the downtown business owners. So it's hard to find a fit that's going to, I guess, please everybody with so many different people having a stake in it.
So I remember there was a board meeting we went to. I think it was that one of the extensions for R.A. Wilson's due diligence period. But it was mentioned that the city had considered, before R.A. Wilson's proposal, kind of more businesses, shops, restaurants. Is that kind of the direction they're leaning towards now, or
they're back at square one? An amphitheater idea has been kicked around before. Then the city paid, I think the company's name, Design Workshop, the company that they hired to help them develop their long range land use plan. You know, they did a market study of that site, and they've said an amphitheater is not feasible here. But I guess when the Walton Arts Center got on board, that made people think, well, if they can make a go of it, maybe an amphitheater could be a going concern here. But I think the city's gotten two reports from consultants that said an amphitheater is a no-go here. So I guess maybe that is one, I guess, project that you can pretty much exclude. There's not going to be an amphitheater on that site after, 7 years, I guess, of kicking that idea around and people saying it's not feasible. You've had, I think, two consultants tell you that, and now the Walton Arts Center said the same thing. And I was looking at what the University of Arkansas's Faye Jones School of Architecture facilitated those public planning sessions, and the city received hundreds of ideas from the, and that's another stakeholder, is just the general public, because the city really included them in the process of what they want to see on that site, and they submitted hundreds of ideas, and the most popular one to emerge was a big water feature or some kind of an open public space. And when the School of Architecture did their report, they said, no, that's not a very good idea at all. You've got way too much open space downtown. You need more infill. And they said, you know, water feature isn't going to bring people are going to come to the water feature and then just leave. They're not going to stay downtown and shop or stay at other places. So the public's, most popular idea to emerge from the public input, the School of Architecture said, no, this isn't a good idea. So it seems like what the experts want and what the public wants are at opposite ends of the spectrum.
Inside the Newsroom is sponsored by Reiser Ford and Lincoln. On the hunt for a new truck or car, stop by 4201 Central Avenue in Hot Springs today or call 501-525-0800 today for all your truck and car needs.
So, are the options really like that limited? Or?
Well, I think the architect said you need something that's going to fill the space. I think they compared the downtown to a smile that's had the teeth knocked out of it because there's so many buildings that have been knocked down. I think the Design Workshop, they said maybe a luxury hotel could work there, but all of these assumptions were being made, or all of these proposals were being made, when people were under the assumption that you could get thermal water on that site. So that's how the board developed its goals and values for the property around that principle. Design Workshop, well, it turns out you can't get thermal water for that site, and that wasn't, I guess, confirmed until after the fact. So a lot of the ideas and proposals were built around that concept. So I expect that the board will probably come back and develop a new set of goals and priorities, maybe one that are more realistic, less ambitious. So, I don't know. It just seems like, you know, what we're back at the drawing board, back to square one again.
And you mentioned them kind of waiting for another period of proposals for quite a while, it seems.
I mean, they put out two, and the timing was really horrible, you know. They have these big public planning sessions, and everybody's excited, and then the pandemic hit. So when you put out solicitations for projects, you know, that's going to have a pretty chilling effect on your responses. They put out the first proposal, I think, you know, maybe right before the pandemic really started in the late winter of 2020, and the responses they got were deemed non-responsive. I guess they didn't really comply with what the city wanted. So they put out a second request for proposals. They got one responsive one from these developers in Dallas who wanted to do like a Las Vegas style luxury thermal water resort. You know, this is still when people think that you can get thermal water there. That was the only response they got. So they haven't got any responses to the two RFPs they put out. So I think they want to see maybe how the economy goes, how the pandemic goes, before they put out another solicitation. And I think the board is going to have to put out a, you know, change its goals and values before they make another RFP. So I bet next year will probably be spent maybe putting together an RFP, and maybe by the end of 2023 they'll have an RFP that they can put out, and maybe people will start responding to it in 2024. That's just my thought on it, conjecture. That's, nobody's said anything about it.
And as for the relationship between the Walton Arts Center and R.A. Wilson and the city, is there still good faith there to kind of develop the outdoor entertainment venue elsewhere?
Well, you know, I think there is, but the city government really won't have much involvement in it other than, you know, maybe the planning commission approving a site plan and just doing the standard stuff it would do for any development. But because the city isn't going to own the property where this site's going, they're not really going to have much influence on what can go over it other than just their zoning code. So the city is kind of out of the equation now in terms of an amphitheater.
And what would the kind of the, it's such an ambitious idea, but what would, if it'd be pretty significant for Hot Springs, would I be correct in saying it'd be kind of one of the top features of Hot Springs right next to Oaklawn? Or would it kind of be comparable to Oaklawn?
Oh, an amphitheater?
What they're talking, kind of doing like almost a smaller amp down in Hot Springs?
Yeah, I mean, if this area had an entertainment venue like that, yeah, that would probably rival Oaklawn as one of the bigger attractions here, or, you know, 1A, 1 and 1A probably, yeah.
And this is kind of like taking it very broad, but has Hot Springs kind of been experiencing like a bit of a resurgence? There's a lot of abandoned properties, and is it kind of coming back?
Well, a lot of people say it is. You know, when right before I started working here is when the yellow brick building at the Majestic property burned down. You know, nobody's really been, that site hasn't been active since 2006. The hotel closed, and I guess, 8 years later, there was that huge fire at the yellow brick building. And everybody kind of thought that, well, this is an inflection point here. Maybe we can use this as an opportunity to really recreate downtown using the imagery of how, you know, a forest fire causes all kinds of growth. It causes, you know, more stuff to grow. Regeneration. Well, what are we? We're 6 years here later, and there's still nothing there. So it's not catalyzing anything. But that was like one of the ideas, was if you put something really, you know, iconic, or in the city's world, city's words, world class, that would be a catalyst, and all of this growth and excitement would radiate out from that. But it really hasn't happened. A few years ago, the Chamber of Commerce said that since that fire, 100 new businesses had opened downtown. So I think there has been a lot more growth and activity downtown since that fire happened, but it's not as a result of the Majestic, because, you know, nothing's really happened there other than removing the condemned buildings from the property. I'm making basically an empty lot. In 2014, this Association of Urban Planners said that Central Avenue, that part of Central Avenue, is one of the top 10 great streets in America. So, you know, that's another issue. You've got this great street. You want to put something down there that's going to be, you know, iconic or special. You don't just want to, put a Walmart or a Starbucks. Those were some of the ideas that were coming out of the public planning session. Let's put like a big Walmart down there or a shopping center. You know, you've got people want to see something that's going to be consistent with, I guess, the iconic nature of that street and all the history and things that have gone on there. They don't want to just see, you know, something kind of nondescript or standard, which is difficult to do. I mean, somebody's got to have the money to do it. Everybody's got great ideas, but at the end of the day, somebody's got to pay for it.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today and offering your insight.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Anytime.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom. New episodes are released every Thursday. Thank you for listening.